This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Metal Shop, it's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Already had an awesome night so far tonight, and right now in studio, a band of some awesome dudes. Goon from Tacoma, welcome to Metal Shop, guys.
Yeah.
How's it going? Right.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, it's a pleasure, fellas.
We kind of have a familiar face, our man Zach, formerly of the band Wilt. You were here on Metal Shop before the Wilt European tour. Your band ended, and now you're doing this rad new project, Goon. So welcome back. First off, I guess
Let's run around the room real quick. Say your name and what you do in the band here in Goon.
I'm Zach. I do vocals.
I'm Ben. I do guitar.
Tyler. I do bass.
My name is Ian, and I play the drums.
Another Ian.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's what we're talking about.
Let's get this worked out.
Thing right. One, thing two.
You're going to have to fight. Rock'em, sock'em, robots.
You can be thing one, man.
It's dude.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'll be Ian
so much.
Number two.
So how long has you guys been playing together? How long? I know you guys have a demo out recorded by Aaron Lanfor. Shout out to Aaron.
What up, Aaron?
Aaron. I want to say we've been around for maybe a year now.
Nice.
Something like that. Because me and Tyler were in a band called Sister Act.
And that's an awesome name.
And then we did a tour with Mind Quad, and when we came back, Tyler was like, we need a guitarist. Like, that's that. And I was like, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
And then we started writing songs, and I was like, all right, maybe we need a guitar player.
Yeah.
So we started jamming with Ben.
Yeah,
and then we started jamming with Ben, and then it turns out neither of us could sing over any of the new songs that we had written. And Zach had just gotten out of Wilt, and he just moved to Tacoma. So I sent him a text and was like, hey, do you want to try out as lead vocals for this band that we're starting right now? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, all the pieces fell together.
So yeah, and now, and then Goon just happened.
So where was the first time you guys ever played? Like where were you? Were you all friends, or were you all just kind of sitting back going, I don't know about this guy, man. We'll see happens here.
I mean, me and Zach have known each other since, God, I was like,
for a
I want to
like,
yeah, I want to say I was like 18, because we used to hang out in Georgetown all the time at the morgue when that was around.
Yep,
yes,
R.I.P.
Great
R.I.P.
venue.
And we'd hang out there, and then me and Pratt met when we were I was 23 maybe when we met.
I was 21.
So yeah,
just
I was 23.
Just little wee babies.
And then Ben, you moved here from Baltimore, right?
Yeah, I moved here. I got here in 2017 at some point.
Welcome to the Northwest, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So congratulations. You were working with Aaron for the demo. We're talking, this is fresh band stuff, right?
Yeah.
We kind of just went in and we literally just live tracked everything.
Nice.
Okay. Banged it all out in one day.
Probably took us a
couple
hours.
Yeah. We had to take some NyQuil. It was super sick.
Literally. we were super sick.
But aside from that, I met up with Aaron at one point at his house just to go over some stuff and throw a couple samples in, and that was about it. And Ben laid over his guitar solos, and yeah, just cranked it out
really
quickly.
Wonders of technology.
That's awesome.
That little Hollywood magic.
It's amazing.
We were talking off
that Tacoma magic.
Yeah.
Amen, baby.
We talked off air
so
with
good.
Ian for a minute. Ian of the band,
Ian, number one.
Yes, number one. Other Ian. We were talking off air about with him, and he plays in a psychobilly band and a punk band, and then obviously Goon is more of like a death metal project. What made you guys want to come together and just play raw old school death metal?
We didn't want to suck anymore as sister act.
Wow.
All right. Sounds good.
Truth comes out.
I like it.
Well,
I
mean, like, fear of judgment.
Yeah. I mean, like, for me personally, I like playing a lot of different genres. I mean, like, I'm in Raw Dogs, which is like a psychobilly band from Everett.
Yeah.
And then I'm also in Generation Decline, which is like a crust hardcore band from Bremerton.
Okay.
And then in Goon, and like, we're just, you know, death metal or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing all that different genres for me, I love it because I'm learning different stuff on the drums to bring into other bands and other projects.
You're
going to
start playing
writing
some death metal drums in your psychobilly band?
I mean, yeah.
Maybe some psychobilly drums in your death metal band? Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's all part of a bigger branched out family.
Yeah.
For
I mean,
real. Like,
it's all underground music.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, music to me is just music, you know? Like, as long as you're having fun, that's just all that matters, you know?
Hey, tell me about the name Goon. Is that a hockey reference? Is that the...
Or a comic? Or a is it the comic?
It's the comic. It's
nice.
The comic. Yeah.
Okay, 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 okay.
We were talking about coming out with hockey jerseys that said Goon on the front, and on the back it said... the Sean William Scott's name.
Right.
Yeah. Insurrectionary Workers Movement.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we're going to go into one of your songs here, but before we do, who's the biggest goon in the band?
Oh boy.
I think it's kind of a collective effort.
Yeah.
I think all of us together are really
the hand
goon.
Goes up.
No, I'll go ahead and take that one.
Nice.
Good on you, buddy.
I love this.
Right on.
That rules. All right, hey, what's the first song we're going to play here?
This one's called Creatures of the Sun. It's about just basically like how the human species is not so much the cause of harmonious balance in the actual natural world.
That's a very nice way to put it.
Yeah, it's, yeah. You know. Try not to swear on the air.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That's why we had him do vocals.
Doing good so far. It's Goon from Tacoma. It's Creatures of the Sun here on Metal Shop.
We'll be right back.
Metal Shop here on the Rock of Seattle. New band with old dudes.
Very, very old.
Are you guys old? You consider you guys old at this point?
I mean,
old souls.
I'm 28, so I'm not really. Like,
all right,
old.
You're out of here, Ian.
All right, have a good night, guys.
We got Goon in studio right now. A new collaboration of guys that have moved here to the Northwest and people that we've known for many years. So, welcome back, Goon. It's good to have you guys in.
Thank you for having us.
And exposing you guys to some new ears.
Yeah.
So that's always
thank you
fun
for having
thing.
Us.
Let's see, man. Tell us about recording with Aaron. So I've worked with Aaron Lamphor out of Tacoma.
Yeah.
Does Great he have guy. His own like established name studio? I know he bounces around, and I know that he is a good resource for bands that want to get up and running.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He. I want to say he's using a studio with one of his buddies.
It's a Decade Sound Studio.
Yeah.
You know,
okay, cool.
South Tacoma way.
Yeah.
Great experience.
Oh, it was great. It was funny. Like we set up my drum kit and. Aaron came out with the remote at one point. He's like, dude, I can change the lights. And I was like, dude, can you make them green real quick? And they all turned green. And I was like,
boom,
dude,
done.
No way. Like, really? Are you really doing this?
I'm a sound wizard and a light wizard.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, Aaron honestly is a phenomenal recording artist.
Yeah, he's a great resource.
He's honestly done so many great bands around Tacoma.
Yeah.
And he's just a professional through and through.
Metal, punk, you know, post-punk, emo, anything.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. He's
a wizard in all genres. That's great.
Yeah, across the board, Aaron's a solid dude. Definitely.
He's also like
recording with him.
He's also like super easy to work with too, because it's like, all right, so like this guitar part doesn't really sound that right, you know, to us, like this and that. It'll be like, all right, well,
it goes cool.
Let's just re-record it real quick, and then just have fun with it. Like that's that.
Nice.
And so yeah, like he's a great. Great.
Yeah, there.
Great guy.
And hey, can I just say, Aaron always reminds me of the guitar player from Converge. You know what I'm talking about?
Kurt?
Kurt looks just like,
does look
now,
like Kurt Malou. Now I'm not going to be able to look at him.
I honestly didn't even think about that until you said that.
He does look like Kurt Malou. So shout out to Aaron Lanford. Yeah. Definitely, if you're in a band in the Northwest and you want a demo, you want an EP, anything, go to this guy. He's awesome.
A-H-R-E-N. Go check him out.
Aaron's great.
So what's going on with you? We'll talk. You guys got a rad show going on down in Tacoma. You're from Tacoma, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in a second, but what's in the plans for Goon for 2019? Man, you guys are just getting rolling. Been around for about a year. Time to start making moves, baby.
Yeah, I mean,
Goon Japanese Tour 2020.
Yeah.
Actually, funny enough, that's kind of like, I guess, our goal,
all
like
right.
Hopefully in some international level, but definitely before that, trying to hit like a West Coast and tour the U.S. a little bit before that.
Yeah, just writing new songs for a new record, and then hopefully maybe doing like a fall tour or something like that down the coast.
Yep. Yeah,
like,
it's time to start planning.
Yeah, exactly.
2019 is off on a full swing, baby.
Yeah,
just writing new music and maybe a possible tour.
Nice,
perfect.
Dude.
Yeah. All right.
So my question of the night for you guys, I don't want to grill you too hard, but I want to at least ask you one or two of your favorite Northwest bands of all time. Lightning round. Let's go. Quick. Right. Zach, let's start with you.
Oh, God. That's a tough one.
Favorite Northwest band.
Don't say Goon.
Could be anything.
Don't say Goon.
No. Yo, my band's my favorite band.
Well, I mean, shout out to the homies. I mean, I guess all in all, I love Splatterhouse. I guess that's a good one to throw out
there. Shout out to Grindo.
Joe's a homie, and Jason and everybody that was involved in that project has always been great. And it's just amazing.
Dude,
music.
There's a million.
It's hard to choose just one. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Well, you try. All right. Lightning round. Next up.
All right. Off the top of my head, I'm going to have to say Burning Witch.
Nice. Yes. Classic. Classic, dude.
Classic.
Yes.
Cool. Fucking drone sludge.
Yes. Definitely say Theories and Bellwitch.
Nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bellwitch has been making
something fast, something slow.
Huge impact,
too. Yeah. They're amazing.
You've got a dichotomy of interests, sir.
And how about you, Ian?
I would say there's a band, Dead Obvious, that's really, really good. They're like a two-piece band. And then the other band, Mommy Longlegs, they broke up like a bit ago.
It's a cool
name,
though.
They're like, oh, dude, they're so good. It's just...
so good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right on. Well, check it out. I do Loud and Local, too, so...
Yeah.
If there's anything
so
that's
talk
metal,
to, yeah,
so...
That's, oh, so Kevin snuck that in just to figure out...
So are you saying you want to hire me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do.
I'll get three jobs now.
I'll have your Psychobilly band up, so... We'll talk about that.
Hey, April 5th, coming up very soon. April 5th, you guys are playing a big show down at the Valley. Shout out to the Valley, man. I love going down and seeing shows there, and it, just Tacoma in general has got that family vibe.
That's the one thing
that we're missing up here.
The Valley's got a lot of great stuff happening. Plaid Pig, Airport Tavern.
Down South Tacoma Way is popping back off again, too.
Real art for the all ages.
Real
and,
art,
and alma mater.
There's a lot of great spots that are coming up now in Tacoma that are like really like helping out with the... the influx of people coming in and trying to keep the music like flowing and really keeping everything going.
Nice. Hell yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, get down there. And if you're in Tacoma listening to this right now, you need to get out to one of those spots.
So again, April 5th in the Valley in Tacoma, just right next to the Tacoma Dome. And it's with two bands that have been here in the studio before, Void Throne and Kahalis. So
yes.
Very, very cool. So it's going to be an awesome show, April 5th. And we're going to play another song from you guys. But what do you guys want to say to the Northwest audience before we kick your stank asses out of here?
Any shout-outs?
I just want to say hi to my mom and dad.
Yes. Hi, mom.
They helped me.
Thanks for buying me a set of drums.
Thank you, Laura.
Hey, mom and dad.
Next. Thanks, all you guys for tuning in, and listening to us, and
support local bands.
Yeah.
Please come to shows. I mean, if you're in
Seattle,
Olympia, Tacoma, amen. Doesn't matter. I mean, we're all kind of in a pinnacle, 30 minutes north, 30 minutes south from each other.
Love it.
Get out there and go see some shows, buy some merch. Buy some records, whatever you can do, and just promote.
Also, if you haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, you should totally go see Captain Marvel.
Oh, Jesus, that's a whole other...
We are not paid that much.
I'm just saying, it's a pretty good movie. It's not that bad.
Hey, in all seriousness, I really honestly think the Northwest is under like a renaissance of new bands that are building up and are going to emerge again and put... Not the Northwest back on the map, per se, because we've always been here. You know, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see you guys moving up and seeing new bands forming. So thank you guys for coming up here, man.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You're very welcome. Goon, right now, April 5th, with Void Throne and Kahalis in the Valley in Tacoma. Isla Spectre, what do you guys want to say?
This song's about Donald Trump, and we don't like that guy.
All right, there you go.
Jerk. He's such a jerk.
All right.
Dude, a jerk. Building a wall? Who needs a wall?
We got the Metal Shop on KISW Facebook up. Check out the demo from Goon. This is Metal Shop on Rock.
Things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Parks are running wild in the streets and nobody anywhere seems to know what to do with it. No end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not good at leaving you alone. I want you to get mad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.